am so excited about our coaching CD this month of May. Melissa sat down with Debbie Sprague, and she's a minister of the gospel. In fact, she shared at Women of Valor this last year. And the coaching CD is entitled, Trade in Fear for Your Future. Possessing your future will require you to trade in your paralyzing fear. And if anyone had a reason to walk in fear, it was Debbie. She was abducted when she was a young woman by a murderer who had killed other people, other women. He was a serial killer. She was abducted, and God supernaturally helped her get free. But she had to overcome the fear that came with that. This coaching CD will help anyone that you know that struggles with a spirit of fear and will help you as well. Write to us. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. Every station must be funded and supported, and it's up to you to keep your station going for the glory of God. Amen. We're talking about portals or openings or doors, and I said where there is a portal, there is a new season, a new opportunity, a covenant transaction many times occurred. Portals are gates or doors we see in the scripture. And we can look in the book of Genesis chapter 18. We see Abraham. He had already received the promise years before. In fact, he tried to make the promise of God come true by doing something in the flesh instead of allowing God to do it. You know, if God doesn't build the house, we that labor in vain that try to build it. And so here is Abraham. First of all, he thinks his servant is going to be his heir. Then he prays, oh God, just let it be Ishmael. But God had another plan. And Abraham happened to be in the door of the tent, his tent door, when two angels and the Lord came to pay him a visit. And when we see an open door of God, it's a new opportunity because it was a time of promises, past prophecies over him. It was the timing of the Lord for them to come to pass. He had to get out of his tent door. It was also a time that the geography was going to change in that area because God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of the Sodomites, because of the sin and the wickedness that was a stench in his nostrils. And he was going to rain down the brimstone from heaven and totally annihilate them. And we see that this was shared with Abraham when he came out of the tent door. And then when the angels of the Lord came to rescue Lot, it says that Lot was sitting in the portal, was sitting in the gate. Wow. Some of you are facing a new season in your life right now, and you need to hear the Lord. You need to know what He would have you to do. And I believe He does not want to be silent concerning His will to you. In fact, I'm sensing there's a pastor that is really getting to the place that you feel that it's a new season for you. But you're pulled, you're torn, the unknown is frightening. God has an open door for you. And so I just pray right now for everyone under the sound of my voice, where the enemy has tried to come in, we shut the door and we look forward to the doors that you have in store. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.